All right, kids, pay attention right now because you are listening to We Got the Geek. You need to keep listening to We Got the Geek, because if you didn't listen to We Got the geek you are not going to have. So stay tuned. Did I mention We Got the Geek, eh?
The Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Oh boy.
Hey everybody, it's been a while, but finally, here is a new episode of the Geekly Session. It's Jay Stu and Sarah J.
Hello.
As you can tell, we haven't been around in a month and a half.
Good reason, though.
Good and bad reasons.
What were the bad reasons?
Well, the bad reason is we didn't have internet for 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay, that was a bad reason. I mean, but we finally got it, and we got massive credit because of it, so, you know. And our cats are fighting in the background, but ignore them. And the good reasons are because we found an apartment.
Yeah, we're coming to you live from the Stew Cave.
The Stew. That sounds horrible.
Oh, do you have a better name?
No, not right now. But
Stately Stew Manor?
No. Okay, there's a new contest. What can we call our new headquarters?
Okay.
Stew Cave.
And there is a Tim Hortons gift card in it for you again.
$5.
$5.
Just like before.
You don't like the Stew Cave?
No. It sounds like it's a place for, like, different types of stew.
Huh.
Like food stew.
Yeah.
Or you sit and stew. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Okay, besides finding a new home, we got married.
We did. A month ago.
To each other, not to other people.
Yeah,
to each other.
That's important to note.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And all our geek friends were there.
Yeah, it was a great time. Everybody had so much fun.
But last weekend, we got back into the podcasting game for the first time since
everything.
I was a little rusty, but I got over it.
Yeah, you did.
So,
it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Yeah. So this episode primarily is going to be the stuff we recorded at the Hamilton Comic Con 2018.
Yeah.
We have a segment with our cosplayer friends.
Yep.
Like, and everyone kept showing up for that one. I might have to edit that down. And then we have a segment with our good friend from Studio Comics, Alfonso.
Yes.
And he's got an announcement for you guys. So you'll want to hear that.
Definitely.
And it's really good to be back, actually. I feel good.
Yes, and if you can't tell by now by listening to Jay Stu, he's fighting a cold.
Yeah.
He's stuffed up.
A cold and a partial hangover from the Wicked Halloween party we were at last night.
Yes, thanks to Gant Cosplay and their family and Con Mom.
Yeah. But it's great to be back, and we're going to hopefully get this weekly thing going again.
Definitely.
And then next weekend, we're going to be at Frightmare in the Fall, so hopefully more segments from that.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've never been to a horror show like that before.
Well, that's, now you're married to me, and I like horror stuff, so, you know.
I thought you were going to say you were a horror show.
Well, I am. That's besides the point.
That's okay. Oh, we have a new cat.
Yes.
So if you listen close, you can hear him fighting with our older cat.
Yeah.
And we named the cat MacGyver, just because.
No, not just because. The reason is because MacGyver is a polydactyl, or a Hemingway, as they're known as. And his paws, the toes on his paws, reminded me of a Swiss Army knife. So, MacGyver.
Well, I've always wanted to name a pet MacGyver anyhow.
Well, yeah, okay. So, and then it was just perfect. It was meant to be.
That's right.
So, you know.
So, lots of changes for us.
Yes.
But mostly good.
Uh-huh.
No Stew Cave, huh?
No.
Might
as well just add dumplings to it.
Uh-huh. Anyhow, enough rambling. Let's get things going. When we come back from the commercial, we'll hit you up with our segment with Candy Cosplay and Friends. Later on, we'll even have the return of the Geek Calendar.
So exciting.
It's been a while. I forget how to do it.
No, you don't.
All right, climbing a tree,
you never forget.
Nice. All right, enjoy the two segments from Hamilton Comic Con. We'll be back later with the Geek Calendar.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Hi, this is Angelic Luca Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Of course.
There's nothing to say here, but we're back. It's been a while.
Yes.
Jay Stu and Sarah J are here.
Yes.
We're here at the Hamilton Convention Center for this year's Hamilton Comic Con.
Yep.
We haven't podcasted in a while.
Nope.
We got married.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
Yes.
And then we had technical difficulties, which wasn't so awesome.
No, computers still having to be put together.
Yes. But doesn't matter, though, because for our first segment back, we've got some of my favorite people in the world here.
They're our very favorite people, and a lot of them were at the wedding.
That's right. So let's introductions. We've got the mighty Loki Quinn cosplay.
Hello.
Is this a new cosplay you're debuting today?
This is actually Candy's cosplay.
I almost just want to give it to her, though.
It looks fantastic.
It does.
Thank
you. Suited well. We also have the wonderful Alex Rose.
Hello.
The second leader in appearances on the show, the wonderful lady who's, I guess, this year's cosplay featured guest at the con.
Yes.
And kudos to you for making the website as well.
I do make the website every year. This year I was actually put up as cosplay guest. Normally I'm host of cosplay contests, so I got the title cosplay guest.
You've been promoted.
I have.
But hey, it's Candy Cosplay.
Yay!
And we've got P Photo here as well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are swell, and we are married.
Yay. Yes, you are.
Yay.
And it was a wonderful wedding.
It was.
Yes.
I would have known. I wasn't there. I saw pictures.
It was wonderful.
It looked very nice. I heard good things.
Sarah is hiding in shame.
She could have came as Tim.
That's right.
You could have been Lauren's date.
But then we wouldn't have the empty Tim chair.
There's an empty two chair?
Tim chair.
Tim called it the Tim chair.
Tim was sick. Remember, food poisoning.
That's right.
We pretended to feed the chair. And
this I did not know.
Oh, yeah, you missed so all the fun.
Alex.
And then
I was not even here.
No, you
didn't. I was nowhere near there.
Great. Guilt trip for no reason.
Man. Well, pack my bags and going on a guilt trip. So Candy, you've been here all weekend. What's it been like here?
It's been actually really good. I actually had this two people who always come to every con I'm at, and every time I see them, they make me smile because they're all dressed up in Victorian gar, authentic stuff.
They're so nice.
They're so nice, and they always come and support me every year. And I saw them walking toward me. I just got up and started smiling at them. It just makes your day when you see the repeating customers because. It just makes me feel loved and special, and then what I'm doing is making an impact on people, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've definitely made an impact on us.
Definitely.
You guys made an impact on me, too.
Because
you were my first interview.
Yeah.
You never forget your first.
I tried to. It was awkward.
You didn't do that bad.
You heard the edited version. I stuttered a bit.
Well, you're a seasoned pro now.
I guess. I almost forgot how to do it today.
Well, you're definitely seasoned.
Oh.
is this a new cosplay for you?
Yes. I was talked into this cosplay.
Okay.
Tell the people what it is.
But the ones on my left side talked me into it. We were in the middle of Spirit Halloween, and she's like, oh, look at my dress. You could do Boozette. And I'm like, I'm not doing Boozette. You could do Boozette. So I was like,
then there was a little bit of begging and a small amount of groveling. So I was like, I don't want to do Boozette by myself. I need a partner. So
I was going to say, did she just say Boozette over and over again until you said yes?
Pretty much.
Now Alex has donned me Boobzette.
Oh.
that's her Twitter handle now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're renaming the character after you.
Boobzette.
Yes. Oh. Only when Candy wears it.
Yeah.
Or if I wore it, you could probably say the same.
I'll stop.
edit.
Oh. No. Well, then I'm touching the glitter chair.
Oh, no! Jason's gonna circle.
Jason.
I'm sorry. I've been pooping glitter on a chair because you can't see me, but my whole back and my skirt is covered in glitter.
Okay, that's my fault.
I'm just going to, detour for a second. Take all the edited parts, all the stuff you cut out, compile them, and make a gag reel or, an outtake reel.
There's a lot of those with Alfonso.
That could take hours.
And with us involved.
And Steve. Well, that would be, put them into parts.
Most of them include the fart gun.
Exactly. We need one of these.
Or us making Alfonso blush.
Bonus content.
Yes. Yep.
Although he's getting us back now.
Yeah.
He's getting Heather and I back.
Yeah, that's a fun story.
Yeah.
Tell us that story.
Ooh, please.
You tell the story.
Uh-oh. So I have a contact in my phone called Daddy.
Oh.
Yes.
He's not your father, though.
And Alfonso saw it and was very curious as to who it was, and I let him guess. And it took him a number of weeks, but he figured it out. And now his way of torturing us and getting us back is coming and whispering to us in Spanish so that we giggle like little schoolgirls.
Because, you see, he knew that I knew who it was, and he was asking me, he's like, give me a hint, just one hint. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me who it is. And I was like, I can't. Yeah. I can't. I've been sworn to secrecy. I can't say anything. So that's unfortunately why now I'm in trouble, too, and why I have to deal with the Spanish whispers.
Oh, that Alfonso.
Yeah.
He's a card. I remember one time sitting with him and Steve-O. I guess he had given, if they were going to put Steve-O in a cartoon, he had a Spanish voice for him.
Look who's here.
Look, it's Alex.
Hi.
Hello.
I won $100.
What?
Hey. On the big wheel thing? The Monorax thing? Yeah.
Nice. You guys have horseshoes up your bum. The two of you.
Nice.
Can we take her as a good luck token for the casino?
Dan.
Dan's the
only one, Dan.
Oh, okay.
We'll take him.
We were at Wonderland, and you can play a Plinko game.
Yeah.
And you get any of the rides. He got Leviathan four times.
Skip the line passes.
Yeah, skip the line passes four times in a row.
I did it three times in a row.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then we went on Leviathan first time for Sydney.
Yeah.
Just Sydney, yeah. Then afterwards, everyone wanted to go, a few people wanted to go on Drop Tower.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I have a itch in my leg. I'm going to go do it again.
You got it again.
I got it again.
You take Dan with you.
But I gave it away. I gave it away to a young child in this house.
Hey, there was a cosplay contest yesterday. How did that go?
It was great. there was lots of entries. They did it as a traditional masquerade with the different sections, novice and journeyman and arcs and whatever. So lots of great entries.
Oh my god, Predator cosplay.
The Predator was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. They won Best in Master Division, and Best in Show was also really great. Pit Boy.
Oh, sure. The guy was ducking at the beams here. He was
8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The
dude's 6 foot something anyway, and he was wearing platforms.
The
ceilings are kind of low here anyway, so that made it so much worse.
One that amazed me the most was a novice. Her Warbler work for her first time, she ended up winning Best in Her
glass because it was, it blew me away.
Wow.
So I was blown away by her. She was dressed up as Princess Peach. She was Peach the Warrior Princess.
Oh, I saw her. She looked really good.
She took Christmas ornaments, painted the inside, made them little bombs.
That was her first time?
That was her first time with Warner.
Wow.
I thought, like, when I saw her, I thought she'd been doing
it. No, she's done foam work before, and it's her first time.
It was very clean.
It was amazing. Resin and warbler. She made resin gems and
warbler. That's unbelievably impressive.
Yeah. So I immediately, when everybody's like, oh, who should win novice? I'm like, Peach, Peach, Peach. I knew, like, that's who should win because for being a novice and her first time doing that,
she looked amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what comes from her work in the future.
I never would have pegged her as
she's
that.
She's just going to get better and better as she goes along.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to ask you, that guys. It's more of an observation. You guys can all chime in. I'm guessing Halloween is all your time of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One day where I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I cosplay all year long for the last 10 years, and then on Halloween I'm just like, what do I do?
Yeah, it's all cosplayers. You look at all your costumes and go, but I don't want to be that.
I'm already. About that. All these cosplays, and they're looking and they're like, nothing to wear for Halloween.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Costume, got, like, costume, yeah. Costume, costume.
10 or 15 costumes, and they're all gorgeous, and they've got bins of accessories, and you're like, I have absolutely nothing to wear.
And then there's my Halloween party.
Yay! Which we're coming to, finally.
I thought you were being
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm being,
I still don't know what I'm doing for that.
I'm Thoughty Witch.
The last question I got for you guys is, you got any other shows coming up this year?
Yes. I am a guest at KimiCon next week.
Yay! Nice.
Yeah.
That's one I'd like to go to.
It was really last minute. Actually, Candace was asked to help with the cosplay contest.
Oh,
she
great.
Because she's not going to be there except for Sunday.
Right.
So she referred them to me. And now I'm a guest.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm also allowed to be on the contest.
Yay!
So that's next weekend, and then the weekend after that, we're all at AGLX.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
I'll be at London Comic Con.
Oh, nice.
Well, la-di-da.
Well, you can represent Alfonso's Angels in London. We'll do it in Toronto.
Yeah. I'll do it at Frightmare.
That's another. I have to work on cosplays for that too.
Buy yourself a Jason mask. Bloody up some clothes.
The vendor's right down there.
Cool.
That's a plug for Jason's Masks and Bloody Swords here at Hamilton Comic Con. Tell him Alex Rose sent you. Anyhow, guys, this got a little bit off the rails, but it's always fun.
They always do.
They really do.
Yeah. Thanks for welcoming back to the world of podcasting.
And not a steeple in sight. Like, that's just weird.
The steeple was over there. The steeple was at a booth over there. I saw him.
All right.
I did see him.
Find the video game.
Nice. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to say thanks again to you guys, and happy Halloween in the next few weeks. And we'll talk to y'all real soon.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe.
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah J.
Yay.
We are back podcasting for the first time in a month and a half.
Yay. Well, we had a lot going on.
We did, but we're here at the Hamilton Comic Con, and it would be rude not to come to one of these things.
I'm hitting Alfonso, if that's not rude enough.
Yes. It would be rude to come to one of these things and not ask for the master himself, Alfonso, for an interview.
Oh, well, thank you very much. This one has to be Sarah, yay. No, yay. Like super excited. It's supposed to be excited.
Yeah, you know, considering I am your wife now.
That's right. Yeah.
You guys, congratulations once again. It has, I saw photos. I saw a lot of stuff over there. I love it. I miss it. I know that...
That's okay. You were at the Stag and Dope.
Yes. You look fantastic at the Stag and Dope.
Yeah.
I just put whatever I found over there.
You weren't wearing your hat.
This whole thing.
I didn't recognize you without the hat.
Yeah. No one, actually.
It's like Clark Kent with his glasses.
The most basic stuff, and nobody can recognize you. Who the hell are you, man?
Like, me. Where'd he go?
Like, yeah, where'd he go? Like, and I put the hat on, he's like, Alfonso!
He's back.
Did you come here? Did you get here?
But yeah, I mean, Hamilton Comic Con, and then right now we are enjoying the panel of Supergirl.
That's right.
That reminds me, like, that very first interview that we did, the very, very first interview where Toronto Batman was screaming, like,
that's right.
Who killed my bar? Something like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, my parents are dead.
My parents are dead.
Toronto Maple Leafs suck. I didn't know who he was. It's just some guy in a Batman costume up on top of a table yelling stuff.
Yeah. Me about that. That was
years ago. That kind of reminds me now.
Yeah.
It has been fun because I haven't missed any of the panels. As of course, when I'm here,
yes,
I can look at the panels, so it's kind of fun. So yeah, it's good. But this is really exciting. I have good news for you guys. I, of course, cannot let us. Saturday, November the 3rd. The first anniversary of Studio Comics, we're going to have a couple of good guests. We're going to have Pedro Miguel Arce coming. Pedro Miguel Arce, he plays in one TV show called Club de Cuervos in Mexico. And Marianne T. Evans, who also played at Max Payne. And she's she did play at The Fiancé. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
The Fiancé. And, of course, doing the voice for Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
We definitely want to be there.
Those are really cool guys.
So you don't want to miss it.
No, you don't want to miss it.
And Stephanie Linus promises cake.
Stephanie's bringing some cake, so that's going to be awesome. Greg Kylan.
Wait, there's going to be cake?
There's going to be cake. Greg Kylan.
Oh, I'm going. With or without the husband, I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. And it's really good cake.
Yay!
you were across from Jim Shooter all weekend, too.
All weekend, yeah. He signed some photos for me.
Nice.
Those are really, like, one of the old photos that he got. Really good chats with him. I mean, it's kind of, like, super awesome to see Jim Shooter all weekend. You know what? The times that when has no people whatsoever, I go over there and talk to him. Every single page on one of those binders, every single page, it's a different story.
Yeah, we got to interview him like 2 years ago in Toronto. Nice guy.
Yes.
And just shot the shit about Secret Wars and all the great comics he wrote back in the day.
Yeah. And the main thing is like every single page on that main thing is like something new for like something, a new story. And it's not like one of those short stories like, oh yeah, this is when I was like just picking it down. Yeah. No. It's like, now I'm going to elaborate a little bit the story to give you the whole thing. Yeah, it's just a slice. It's a slice just to talk to Jim Shooter. So.
That's right.
Pretty awesome guy.
Yes. And you have to be, like you said, down here for the panels.
I got the panels. I got all the guys around here. I mean, like, I cannot complain. It's been a really cool weekend. So
that's good.
Yeah, I like it. And you know that Hamilton and Niagara Falls, those two places are my favorite shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Niagara Falls and Hamilton. And, Toronto Comic Con is good, but Niagara Falls, I would say that's my ultimate favorite show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Besides mine, of course.
Yours, of course. Your show. Your first anniversary is coming out.
Yeah, and
let's
then, of course. Let's plug it again. Saturday, November the 3rd. Celebrate with us the first anniversary of Studio Comics. Celebrating with Pedro Miguel Arce and Marianne Evans. Cosplay contest by Day Cosplay. And Greg Kylan presenting Monster Atlas.
Only one day. Frederick Mall, Kitchener, Ontario. And cake. And cake by Stephanie Lang. Sorry, Stephanie Lee.
And her cake.
And her cake.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, love it.
Oh, jeez.
See, now you can edit that little piece and make it like a commercial.
I could.
You just put like a little background, like a music, like...
effect in?
Oh, wait. You can actually repeat this beat, okay? Just cut that piece, then put it in the background, the other one, done. I'm a one-man band. I do commercials, too.
I think so.
Voiceover.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
It's really good. Yeah, I would be really happy if you guys can come.
I would love to.
If you don't, then I do understand. So that's okay.
Well, I will talk to the day job, see if they can give me the day off for that.
Awesome. That was super, super awesome. And, besides that, then there's a few things for... It's almost the end of the year, right? So then now... Going to the end of the year. I mean, for me, this one is the busiest time because I'm getting ready for all the stuff that comes for next year. But right now, it's kind of like just slowing down, especially in the shows, right? Yeah, around here, anyways.
And might I add that if people come to your anniversary, there's stuff there they can buy, which would make great Christmas gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have toys, we have prints, we have comics, we have a big bunch of stuff that you can come and get 10% off.
10% off.
That's amazing.
I forgot that.
I mean, it wasn't too noisy when we came over to talk to you.
Oh, really? It was good. Pretty happy. I'm pretty happy about it. So then, yeah. Pretty. And you guys, don't forget to keep listening. We got the key.
Thank you, sir. And it's been wonderful seeing you again. And we're going to do our best to make it out to your show. What other? Any other shows coming up this year?
You know what? I'm still thinking to do that Fan Days, that one-day show that we do in Toronto. I don't know if I really want to do it. I'm still debating with myself. I might do it. I mean, maybe our new representative, Stephanie Lane, might be able to. Thank you.
See, they like that. They like the fact that you might be there.
Yeah. Am I going to be there?
Oh.
Getting excited though.
I'll either be there or maybe watching fishing shows.
I'm gonna show you some new photos that I found over there. They're really awesome. And I really want to be a teen sensation now.
A teen fishing sensation?
Fishing sensation. Yeah, the cooks and best wishes to all our friends that are in the fishing community. We wish them the best because it comes the best season for them, no? That's when they become a really sensation. Right?
Best fishes to all you guys out there.
Yeah, different kinds of fishes and different kinds of stuff. And that's fun. That's fun times. I wish that I could see that.
Well, the wife is shaking her head at me now. So I think we're gonna, the wife is shaking her head at me now, so I think we're going to wrap things up.
A bunch of wife is in here. Somebody has to shake their head at
her. Yeah. There you go.
She's on the ball.
All right, so thanks again, man.
Thank
this
you
is appearance
much.
Like 650, I think.
650. Now we're going to start counting backwards, though. We're going to 1,000 all the way to zero.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's always a pleasure to see you guys. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, comix.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
My eyes on
you enjoyed those segments from Hamilton Comic Con.
Yay. Poor cat fight.
Welcome back to the Stew Tower. No?
Oh my god.
Lost City of Stewlantis?
I'm gonna be out on the balcony.
So it's been a while, Sarah J.
Yes, it has, J. Stu.
How about we hit the folks up with this week's geek calendar? All right.
That was an okay.
The cats are still here fighting. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, new this Tuesday on DVD and Blu-ray.
Ooh, tell me.
Not a whole lot to choose from. I'm going to throw this out because of our daughter, Hunter. Mamma Mia, Back to the Future. I don't know what it's called.
You can't even read your own writing. You're terrible.
Oh, Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again.
Really?
That's really what it's called.
I know. That's what it's really called. And I hope Hunter enjoys it, because I won't be watching it. Sorry for all the Mamma Mia fans out there.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll complete the trilogy with Mamma 3, Mamma Mia 3, holy shit, more Mamma Mia.
See, I like ABBA. I love the songs of ABBA. I just couldn't get into the movie or the musical.
When I was 10, I had an ABBA 45.
Did you really?
I did. The Winner Takes It All.
I love that song.
I don't know why I had it. I wasn't known from my music back then, I guess.
Not like you are now.
Yeah. I digress, though. So on the 24th, on Wednesday, what happens on Wednesday, Sarah?
New Comic Book Day!
Oh, I've missed that. I've missed that so much. We've got a few we can mention. You can go out to your local comic book store and support.
Sketchbook
Comics!
And mostly.
And if you're in the Niagara region, I guess there's also Freak Show Comics.
And Big B.
Big B, yeah. Anyhow, in stores this Wednesday, you've got the latest Batman trade paperback, The Wedding.
Oh, that was between Batman and Catwoman.
And the wonderful time travel series with Booster Gold that led into it is also in that trade paperback.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. He thought it was a good idea to go back in time and make sure Bruce Wayne's parents didn't die. That was his wedding gift to Batman.
That's a stupid wedding gift.
Oh, it was bad. Like, it just unraveled from there.
Well, yeah.
Go read the book. It's awesome.
I will try to read the book.
We also have, from DC, Books of Magic, Issue 1.
Is that with Constantine?
No, but it ties into the Sandman series by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, okay.
We also have issue 1 of Old Lady Harley. It's Harley Quinn in the future.
Holy crap.
I'm going to guess it's an homage to Old Man Logan. Could be.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah. We also have the new miniseries issue 1, Black Panther versus Deadpool, because why not?
Oh my god, I need to read that.
There needs to be a meeting between Deadpool and Shuri.
Oh, somebody get on that.
It's probably happening in that book, I would imagine.
That would be wicked, Deadpool and Shuri. Oh my god. Yes.
We also have an anniversary issue, Moon Knight issue 200.
Ooh.
Before you get too excited.
Oh.
He hasn't had 200 issues in a row.
Okay.
Marvel does this thing where they will add up all the issues of all the series this guy's ever had.
Yes.
And that's how they've come up with issue 200.
Oh. Okay.
Also, we've got three Spider-Geddon tie-ins.
Spider-Geddon?
Spider-Geddon is a sequel to Spider-Verse, which is about multiple Spider-Men from different universes all coming together to face the threat.
And that's the cartoon movie that's coming out
I don't
Christmas.
Know. I don't know if it's based on this story, but it's kind of the idea.
Oh, okay.
And, oh yeah, everyone's in it. Miles Morales, Peter Parker.
Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham, yeah. So Spider-Geddon issue 2 comes out, as well as Spider-Girls issue 1.
That's plural.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of different Spider Girls from different universes teaming up.
Oh, well, that's nice. They made it equal.
And then we have issue one of Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider. I guess that's her new code name.
Ghost Spider?
Ghost Spider.
That's creepy.
Is it, ooh, I'm a ghost spider.
That would, no. I mean, spiders are bad enough in the best of times, but if you have a ghost spider, it's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I guess.
I don't know.
That also ties into Spider-Geddon, which I'm going to tell you right now, a few years ago when they did the Spider-Verse thing, it was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. They touched on different aspects. They had, like, a universe where Spider-Man looked like Tobey Maguire. Oh, it was just in passing. Two of the Spider-Man were talking. One goes, did you see that guy, that one Peter Parker that looked like Tobey Maguire? And another guy goes, yeah, and there was one that looked like Andrew Garfield, too. So, all right, there wasn't really any new movies coming out next Friday that I mentioned.
Yeah.
But we will mention, as we stated earlier in the show, Saturday, October 27th to Sunday, October 28th, is Frightmare in the Falls at the Scotiabank Center.
Yay!
All kinds of people. Adrienne Barbeau.
I can't wait. I want to meet her.
Yeah. Danny Pintaro from Cujo. You also might remember him as Jonathan from Who's the Boss? Yeah. Who was the boss? Was it Danza or the
I
blonde
don't
lady?
Know. Doug Bradley.
Doug Bradley from Hellraiser.
Yep.
Bunch of Jason actors.
Yep.
Should be good. Should be good. Sketchbook Comics has a booth there.
Yeah, they do. And does mostly?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Then
all kinds of cool props.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be there, hopefully. Yes.
Hopefully,
so
we will be.
We will be there. So be there or be square. We do have a few geek birthdays to get to this week. And I will mention them here right now on the show.
Yay.
So on October 22nd.
Which was?
Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. Couple to mention. Christopher Lloyd is 80.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mr. Lloyd.
Great Scott.
Oh boy.
And also, happy birthday to Mr. Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the 23rd, happy birthday to Amelia Clark.
Ooh.
You know her from...
she's Khaleesi.
I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I do know her from Terminator Genesis. She was the new Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
And she was just in Solo.
Yes.
Yeah, she played Han's girlfriend.
Yes.
On the 25th, happy birthday to Nancy Cartwright. Do you know who that is?
She is the voice of Bart Simpson.
That's right. Don't have a cow, man. Oh, and it's also the birthday of one of the greatest television mothers of all time, Marion Ross.
Mrs. Cunningham.
Mrs. C. A. The only one that can get away with calling him Arthur.
Yes.
And then one last one to mention on the 26th, happy birthday to Seth MacFarlane.
Nice.
The Orville will be returning in December, actually, for season 2.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be exciting. Jonathan Frakes is actually going to direct an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, before we go, I just wanted to say thank you to James Ponce for setting us up with 2 press passes for Hamilton Comic Con and for Frightmare in the Falls.
Yes, thank you, James.
Very nice of you. It was cool seeing all our friends at Hamilton Comic Con.
Yep.
You can probably tell from the earlier interview we're having a blast.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was my rusty interview. I was trying to, like, remember...
how to ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like I said, it's great to be back. We're married now.
Yay.
Hopefully we'll be reuniting with Sarah Waterraven in the future.
Hope so.
For some shows.
Miss you, Sarah.
You do. I know we'll be together with her at least for our rundown of our top 10 of the year.
Yep.
And right about now, that's all that's going on. Because of the stuff we had this week, I already have some topics to talk about next week. Like, we haven't even talked about how we feel about the new Doctor Who yet.
We haven't watched enough episodes yet. We got to catch up.
We'll get to that next week.
Okay.
So... thanks for listening again, everybody. It's great to be back on the Geekly Sessions. And again, if you have an idea for the name of our meeting place.
For our new home.
Stew Cave is out.
Yeah.
There's a $5 Tim Hortons card in it for you, if you can guess. We'll throw it up on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Thanks for listening. And next week I'm sending you back to the future.
Oh, God.
Well, it's future day while we're recording this.
Oh, all right.
So, it's any future you'd like, make it a good one.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.